From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The economic assumptions underlying President Obama's new $3.8 trillion budget released today predict unemployment remaining at 6% or higher until 2015. More from NPR's John Itzty.
The economic outlook released by the White House estimates that the economy will grow 2.7% this year and 3.8% next year. That moderate growth will not be enough to bring unemployment down quickly. According to the forecast, the jobless rate will average 10% this year and above 9% through 2011. The president is proposing tax breaks for small businesses to boost job growth. Overall, the president includes another $100 billion in stimulus spending in his new budget, despite projected deficits averaging nearly $1.5 trillion for this year and next. Mr. Obama is proposing a 3-year spending freeze on a small portion of the budget to trim the deficits. He also plans to name a commission to recommend more sweeping deficit reduction. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
While things have improved dramatically on the ground in Haiti since last month's earthquake, officials with the Red Cross in Washington say there is still a backlog of at least 1,000 flights at Haiti's airport. And officials say that backlog is severely hampering getting emergency relief to all those who need it. Some charity officials say the most reliable way to get food and other relief supplies to earthquake victims remains making the 18-hour drive from the neighboring Dominican Republic. Meanwhile, the federal government has reached an agreement with Florida and other states to reimburse them for costs of evacuating and providing medical care to victims of Haiti's earthquake. More on that story from Greg Allen in Miami.
Florida says it's already spent $10 million on flights and resettlement costs for Haitian Americans repatriated after the January 12th earthquake. The federal government will reimburse the state for those costs out of a special $25 million resettlement fund. Last week, a misunderstanding developed when Florida Governor Charlie Crist sent a letter to federal officials asking them to share the cost of medical care provided to Haitians treated in state hospitals. Shortly afterward, most medical evacuation flights were halted. Governor Crist says that was never his intention.
Florida never said that we wanted to stop taking Haitians. All we said was that we would appreciate help in being able to continue to help our friends from the island.
The federal government has now activated the natural disaster medical system, which means it will assume all costs of providing medical care in the U.S. to survivors of the Haitian earthquake. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Oil giant ExxonMobil saw its 2009 earnings cut in half, but even so, the largest publicly traded U.S. firm was still the most profitable. ExxonMobil says despite finishing fiscal 2009 with a 23% decline in fourth quarter earnings, the company still posted earnings of $19.3 billion last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 118 points. The NASDAQ was up 23 points. This is NPR. New York-based Human Rights Watch has told Jordan to stop stripping nationality from hundreds of Jordanians of Palestinian origin. The watchdog claims in a report released today the measure also denied them access to jobs, education, and health care. Del Gavlak reports.
The watchdog's Jordan researcher, Christoph Wilkie, said that about 2,700 Jordanians of Palestinian origin lost their nationality recently, and hundreds of thousands of others were at risk. He called the measure arbitrary and said it breached Jordan's own laws.
There's no part of that law that allows Jordan's Ministry of Interior to withdraw nationality by imposing new conditions, such as you can remain a Jordanian national as long as you have an Israeli-issued permit to also live in the West Bank, should there be a final peace agreement.
Wilkie said that those affected were of West Bank origin and lacked a valid Israeli-issued residency permit for the Palestinian territory, thus rendering them stateless. Jordanian officials denied withdrawing nationality. Rather, they said they had suspended issuing national identity numbers pending family reunification in the West Bank. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
Somali pirates are reported to have freed a Greek-owned cargo ship and its 22-member crew after receiving a ransom payment. According to a Coast Guard statement, the ship was headed for the Kenyan port of Mombasa. Officials say the crew was in good health. The ship's owner ordered shipping confirmed a ransom was paid, though would not say the amount. The Marshall Islands flag cargo ship was seized November 11th while in the Gulf of Aden and was carrying a cargo of fertilizer from Kuwait to the harbor of Durban in South Africa. Crude oil prices closed higher today. Crude was up $1.54 a barrel to $74.43 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.